This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinsel. Last week was the deadline for major party candidates for statewide and legislative office to officially file their petitions with the Secretary of State. If you look at the list of statewide candidates, there's something there that will definitely catch your eye. Brooke Page of Washington, Vermont, is listed as a Republican candidate for 7 different state and federal offices. These include U.S. Senate, U.S. House, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, Treasurer, Attorney General, and Auditor. Why has Mr. Page decided to enter all of these races? Does he hope to get elected to any office in particular? Or is there another reason that he submitted the petitions for all of these offices? Joining us now is Brooke Page.
Thank you, Bob. You're asking me, why am I doing this? First of all, it would be my honor and pleasure to serve in any or all of those positions that you just named. However, there is a much different reason for my doing this. As you may be aware, that for a number of years, the Democrats have been crossing over in the primary and taking advantage of the fact that the Republican Party did not have candidates for all the slots in the primary. About 800 to 900, and sometimes a few more, Democrats would religiously grab Republican ballots and write in the published candidates from their Democratic primary ballot. Obviously, with no other candidates running and there's no concerted effort on the part of the Republicans to fill those slots in the primary, the Democrats would win all of these slots and then preclude the party from being able to insert candidates in the general election by a process called the nomination by committee. Since the Democrats had obviously won the Republican primary, and so the Republican Party had no opportunity to do so.
And we should explain to our listeners that if there's a vacancy on the ballot, in the primary ballot, that allows the party to then nominate somebody by petition for that office.
In the general election.
That's right.
Yes.
And so are you hoping that by having your name there that you've precluded the Democrats from having a write-in vote, and this will give the Republicans an opportunity to seek out a candidate to run for those offices in the general election?
Exactly. I believe that having my name printed on the ballot, that just by the grace of God, that more people will check off my name than will take the time to write in, especially Democrats' name, on the primary ballot. As I said, they've only mustered about 800, 900 write-ins in the past few elections. And since there's well over 10,000, possibly 20,000 Republicans that will vote in the primary, I'm fairly sure that I'll win all these slots. Now, the thing is that I've requested the party to get out and, you know, aggressively look for well-qualified, well-known candidates to insert in place of my name for the general election. And how that would work, once I've won the various offices that I win in the primary election, then I have the opportunity to withdraw my name. There's about a 5-day period between the end of the primary and when the ballots have to go to press. So there's a 4 or 5 day period for me to go to the Secretary of State's office, withdraw my name, and then the party will have already had to do a lot of homework to insert candidates by a nomination by committee. They have to have all the candidates that they're going to put in by committee have filled out the consent form, the financial disclosure form, provided their 1040s, which is part of the process now, and have them all ready to go, because there's very obviously 4 days is a very short period of time. But I'm hoping that the only spot that I'll be on the ballot would be Justice of the Peace in the town of Washington, Vermont, which I regularly run for and always seem to win. Beyond that, I'm hoping that the Republicans will be able to muster a slate of brand name folks who are highly qualified to be on the general election ballot rather than just Phil Scott or Keith Stern, who's running against Phil Scott in the primary, and Don Turner. And then my name printed a whole lot of times on the general election ballot.
So if these candidates haven't come forward by now to run in the primary, why do you think giving them a couple of extra weeks will make a difference?
Well, we're first of all talking about nearly 2 months the primaries on August 14th. But the people I'm really looking for, I'm hoping the party's also looking for, and I'm out searching on my own and making inquiries myself, are folks that never even, highly qualified folks that never even considered getting into the fray. I think there's a number of real strong business people or people that have maybe become a little disenchanted with the political process who, if they were asked, you know, gently, that they might well be willing to step up to the plate and get involved in all of this. And some of the folks I have in mind, I will name no folks today, you know, some of these people would be excellent candidates and even better folks serving in the positions that I'm currently kind of the placeholder for.
And do you think in general that the whole primary system needs to be changed?
Actually, this is kind of the whole reason, one of the reasons I'm doing all this, and just as importantly, why I ran as a Democrat for governor and attorney general in 14 and 16. I've been trying to point out that the entire primary process that we have in the state, which costs us a great deal of money to operate in the off-year elections over $200,000, nearly $250,000, and when there's also a presidential primary involved, costs us over $400,000 to operate. And there's really no worthwhile results that come out of that process. Ideally, we either need to have a closed primary system, which we'd still spend a lot of money to operate, but at least it would allow only folks from each party to vote in that party's primary. Or even better, for a small state like Vermont, a caucus system like they have out in Iowa would be ideal. And this would preclude having a primary at all. In a caucus system, each of the parties would eventually wind up at a state convention where they would select their champion to run in the general election. And this would be done by delegate, and these delegates would be selected in whatever method they chose from the county and town or city committees in order to come to the caucus and make their selections. And this would not preclude independents or other folks that want to run who could still, as they do now, petition themselves onto the general election ballot. So you would have the party faith from the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the Progressive Party, and Liberty Union Party all on the ballot. And then also any independents that had gone out and gotten petitions signed to get on the general election ballot.
So what would you say to those folks who feel that that kind of system would be far less democratic, and I mean that with a small d,
right,
and that really it's sort of a return to the old-time backroom politics?
I really think that where we're at now is more of like a dog and pony show than any legitimate democratic small d process. That right now, almost, if you look down the election list, almost all of the offices have only one person running. But I think it would be more effective for those folks if they went out to the various county and town committees and sold themselves to the party faithful. And then the party faithful, by delegates, voted to have them as their champion in the general election during a state convention.
Brooke Page is qualified to be on the ballot in 6 Republican statewide races this fall. But as we've heard, he hopes the only race he'll be running in is for Justice of the Peace in Washington, Vermont. Brooke, many thanks for being on the program today.
Bob, it was my pleasure.